after a hard day's work up at your cabin, exhaustion forces you to turn in early. With the fireplace stoked enough to last the night, you climb into your bed and quickly fall asleep. Sometime later, you awaken with a start from a particularly vivid erotic dream. But your natural danger sense quickly pushes the fading memory of it from your mind. Somehow you know that someone is there, though you see no one in the flickering firelight. You sit up, having decided to go for your weapon, when from the deep shadows in the corner of the room steps a slender petite woman. She moves towards you with an unearthly smoothness and frightening determination, making absolutely no noise, even as she passes over the creaky floorboards. The fluid grace of her stride is nearly impossible to look away from. You shout a challenge at her, but she pays it no heed and continues her advance. As she passes by the light of the fire, you can see that she is so pale that she almost seems an albino. Her long white hair is wispy and light. Her eyes are lightly blue, the color of an early morning sky. Her lips show but the faintest tinge of pink. Your mind screams at you to flee, but you are transfixed. You just sit there and watch. The hairs on your neck and arms stand on end while sweat slides freely down your back. She nears the bed, and you swear that you can feel the temperature drop several degrees. Her face is beautiful yet severe, and betrays no emotion whatsoever. You watch, mesmerized, as she slowly pulls the blanket off of you, exposing your nude body, before lightly touching your legs, a hand on each. The touch is a shock, like being splashed with freezing water. With a force that belies her small size and spare frame, she thrusts your legs apart. For just a second, you imagine you glimpse a lusty recognition in her cold eyes as she gazes at your exposed manhood. She slowly sinks down between your legs, and you instinctively try to draw away. But in a blur of motion too quick to be seen, she grabs your hips and pins you in place, holding you fast with a supernatural strength. A cold rush of fear grips your heart, and a whimper dies in your throat. You know that even though you are nearly twice her size, you are now powerless to stop her. The thought is simultaneously terrifying and exciting. Her beautiful but expressionless face is now just inches away from your penis. Her head moves, still with that hypnotic, fluid motion, as if she were a predator inspecting her prey before consuming it. That mental association motivates you to again attempt to draw away, but 10 tiny pinpricks of pain stop you. You look down and see her fingernails, razor sharp, poised menacingly on your thighs. Her icy stare dares you to move another inch. You aren't quite sure if you are imagining that look of annoyance in an effort to humanize this otherworldly creature. Resuming the task at hand, her lips part, and a blood-red tongue flicks between perfect white teeth. The contrast of color is striking. That red tongue slowly snakes forward towards your cock. It must be at least twice as long as any other you have ever beheld on a person. More like a small tentacle than a proper tongue. In a flash, like a striking serpent, It curls around your shaft with an amazing dexterity. The heat of it almost makes you gasp, so used to the cold have you become. That hot tongue begins to caress and massage, her supreme control of its sensual movements simply stunning in their appeal. Curling and wrapping itself around your thickness, your body responds, naturally beginning to pump blood into your growing penis despite your fear. Minute ridges on her tongue expand and contract as she flexes her tongue muscles, feeling like 100 tiny wet kisses all along your hardening length. After but a few moments of this, you are fully erect, which seems to be her deliberate intent. That impossible tongue tugs your engorged cock low, and with that same blinding speed, her head shoots forward, burying her nose in your crotch and taking your entire length into her mouth and throat in one perfect motion. It's so tight that it's actually painful. But the internal heat of her takes away some small amount of discomfort. You can feel what must be thousands of tiny nodules lining her throat. For her own part, this creature seems perfectly at ease with your cock nestled tightly in her neck and with her lips pressed firmly around the base of your shaft. Slowly now, like a constrictor coiling about its prey, her arms slide behind your waist and she locks them together in an iron grip. Again, you struggle uselessly. She might as well be a statue that has been poured around your body, hopelessly trapping you exactly as she wishes. Her unblinking eyes look up and lock with yours. You stare deeply, but there is nothing there. Nothing to betray anything more than animal determination. Too late, from the depths of your subconscious comes the recognition, the realization of what she must be. Once called the semen witch in the days of the pioneers, nowadays, this mythical creature is often referred to as a cum vampire. Seemingly human on the outside, they are anything but on the inside. She is a creature that has evolved over countless millennia to be biologically perfect at but one task alone, the forced extraction of semen from her victims via oral stimulation. Her entire reason for being at this very moment is to milk the cum from your balls so that she may feed on and take her sustenance from your seed. And now this creature has inextricably wrapped itself around your lower body and taken your cock deep down its throat. A hot blast of air escapes her nostrils, and you feel your penis twitch in her throat. A few seconds later, and it happens again. It takes a few more of these exhalations before you realize exactly what is going on. She is evacuating the air in her throat like a vacuum pump. With each hot blast, your cock swells in both girth and length. That already painfully tight throat lining slowly stretches to accommodate your new and increasingly swollen dimensions. She keeps pumping more and more air out, causing your penis to swell and expand with each and every puff. You have no way of knowing, but it feels like your cock must have nearly doubled in size inside the vacuum of her throat already. You scream for her to stop, a very real fear rising in you that your member will physically explode. And much to your surprise and relief, she does. She holds you that way for what feels like an eternity. Her impossibly tight throat crushing your massively swollen dick as it sits trapped deep down her neck. You pound the bed with your fists feebly as you beg for mercy until, with her head still solidly locked into place, she swallows. The pleasure is indescribable. Your vacuum-expanded cock feels many more times sensitive than you thought humanly possible. The muscles of her throat move just as smoothly as the rest of her, caressing every inch, vein, and ridge of you as if she were custom molded for your organ. The tiny nodules lining that throat all act in concert, like thousands of soft little fingers kneading and massaging in a wave-like motion. Meanwhile, that incredible tongue expertly pets and laps the portion of you inside her mouth. Her sky blue eyes roll back in her head, showing only the whites as she begins her mission in earnest. She swallows again and again and again, and each one feels just as intensely amazing as the first. Her pace quickens. She is milking your cock with her throat. Soon, she is swallowing at least twice per second. The undulating motions begin to overlap with one another, a new one starting before the previous one completes. You know that you cannot possibly last much longer. Reflexively, you begin to thrust your hips, but you are already trapped as deep in her mouth as you could possibly be. She senses your impending orgasm, and her pace quickens even more. She is gulping almost frantically now in anticipation. Her tongue, having curled around the base of your shaft, begins to stroke you vigorously. You feel the pressure and ecstasy building deep in your testicles. It quickly rises up your shaft, seemingly multiplying in intensity with every inch traveled. She swallows and swallows and swallows, the textured wet lining of her throat in constant rippling motion now all along your cock. Every muscle in your body contracts like a star collapsing in on itself before you explode in a violent, world-shattering supernova of orgasmic bliss. Your cock erupts in a massive torrent of thick cum, which rockets directly into her waiting stomach. Spurt after prodigious spurt pulses down her eager throat. Your mind goes blank, and you are dimly aware of your own unceasing screams of ecstasy. After what seems a lifetime of pure, undiluted pleasure, you recover some fraction of your senses and look at her down there, still firmly wrapped around your lower body. She stares up at you. Her eyes are now somewhat darker and richer blue. Her hair has a slight tinge of blonde about it, and her alabaster skin shows the faintest hint of pink. But you are utterly spent, and you flop back down to the bed. You know that you have just experienced the pinnacle in sexual sensation. Nothing else will ever even begin to approach this level of pleasure and release. But these thoughts are snuffed out in an instant by a hot expulsion of air from the creature's nose, together with the now familiar tug of vacuum pressure. No, it can't be, you think. But it is. Those blasts are long and hard this time as she fights to keep the blood in your swollen cock from retreating back into your body. You begin to struggle uselessly as you realize that she has no intention of letting you go, that her hunger demands more from you. But her grip is unyielding, and the futility of your doomed effort soon sinks into your fear-addled brain. She is snorting air out like an enraged bull now. She has gotten a taste of what she craves more than anything else in existence, and she is impatient for more. Again, the vacuum causes your penis to swell in her still tight throat. And once again, just when you scream that you can't possibly stand another blast, she stops. And then, that swallow happens. And for a time, your fear and pain is utterly forgotten. You know now that she would endure the discomfort of that unimaginably tight throat for however long she required you to, just to know the pleasure of her milking you again. You look down and see only the whites of her eyes showing once more. But to your horror, you notice that she has now been quietly joined by two twin sisters. And where her stony visage has of yet betrayed no emotion, these two wear an unmistakable jealousy. You begin to tremble as you realize that they are going to want their shares as well. But you have no idea how many more milkings you will have to endure to satiate just this first one. Those are troubles of the future, however. Now the swallows are quickening. Your head once again drops back to the bed, and everything but that pure feeling of unmitigated pleasure leaves your mind. There are worse ways to die. And, in your opinion, no better way to live.